This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. As the incidents string together, no amount of insisting that African-American victims are innocent young men with their lives ahead of them, no amount of insisting that dead police officers are brave heroes and leaders in their community can prevent this nation from crossing a line. The line is out there somewhere, and we're getting close to the moment when a conflict becomes a war and the numbers become a casualty count, indicating that this is a desensitized conflict we almost endure if we can't actually come up with a way to fight it. Listen to these sounds of the shootings that killed three police officers in Baton Rouge yesterday morning.
Shot fired, officer down! Shot fired, officer down!
An absolutely unspeakable, heinous attack on law enforcement here in Baton Rouge.
This is supposed to be a Benny's car wash, still shooting.
It's unspeakable that these men, risking their lives to protect and serve this community.
Everyone right now focus on words and actions that can unite this country rather than divide it further.
Consider your own reaction to those sounds, and consider a home-style radicalization with alarming implications considering how many veterans there are in America. The gunman, now identified as Gavin Long, a Marine sergeant, killed by police, state, and local officials after shooting and killing three officers in Baton Rouge. Long's prey was those police officers, Colonel Michael Edmondson, superintendent of the Louisiana State Police, said today. He drew them to the scene. Long had been carrying an AR-15-style semi-automatic rifle. For the latest from Baton Rouge, we turn to Maya Lau. She's a reporter for The Advocate. Maya, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Hi, thank you.
What are people saying about the details that are being learned about the alleged shooter here?
The shooter here is Gavin Long from Missouri. He's a former Marine. He had deployed to Iraq, and he appears to have a social media profile showing some extremist language, some, you know, heated language about recent police shootings, including the one involving Alton Sterling.
And how tense is the community based on, you know, this, again, happening so close to the Alton Sterling shooting and then the Dallas incidents? I mean, this does appear to be escalating.
Yes. I think the community is feeling, especially like since he's not from here, that he doesn't represent us. He's not part of this community. This is not an expression of our community. So that plays a big role. Many institutions, buildings around town, including the Advocate, lit up the building in blue light last night in solidarity with law enforcement. So I think that there's a feeling of we had just had a few days of calming down after some intense protests. And it was a total shock to have this horrifying news on Sunday morning that three officers had been shot and killed.
As a matter of security, though, if individuals from around the country who have been trained in the military and have access to presumably pretty high-powered weapons are going to extend and continue revenge killings based on, you know, incidents that they have nothing to do with, what kind of a security threat is that for a city like Baton Rouge?
I guess that's the ongoing conversation about the prevalence of guns in our country. You know, people have different thoughts on that. Interestingly, the sheriff yesterday made mention of that several times. He said that he did not think that this was about gun control, that this had to do with what's in men's hearts, is what he said. So, sure, I mean, I think that anywhere where you have a lot of guns, that's potentially an issue.
Is there any voice that you've heard in the wake of all of this that has stood out to you as either a unifier or representing the sense of anger and fear in the community?
You know, one person I'm thinking about is Representative Ted James. He's organized some of the protests, but they were peaceful marches, you know, very serious and solemn. But also, he's gotten on the bullhorn at some of the more rowdy protests and urged people to go home, to channel their energies toward a peaceful protest. So there's been a lot of voices like that. He's not the only one that have really stood up and said that they're angry and that after Alton Sterling's killing, that something needs to be done, but that it needs to be done in a productive way.
Maya Lau is a reporter for The Advocate in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
A lively conversation on Facebook about the Baton Rouge shooting. Maureen Hickey Oladwe condemns the violence of terrorists. We assume it to be a foreign problem, yet we seem to be solving our problems in the same violent, vigilante way. We need Gandhi right now. Mike Perot. Well, more than 1,140 people killed by American police in 2015, according to The Guardian and the Department of Justice records. Surely not all of those are unjustified, but with the frequency of clearly unnecessary killings, I think it should give all Americans pause.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.